Episode 1152, Reboot Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope all of you are feeling warm and joy inside because I've looked at the weather map and it is not looking real good. But it's warm today in our hearts. It's time to reboot your health. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, do you ever find yourself going in circles? Most of us never stop long enough to listen to our bodies. No matter how busy you are, you have time to reboot your health. And at first, you must be willing, though, to admit that you are lacking in this area. Honestly, this might be the most challenging decision in rebooting your health because ultimately, it would be easier to continue what you're doing now. What is there something that you wanted to change at the beginning of 2018? What was that New Year's resolution that was kind of hanging and hovering over you going, oh man, if I really need to do this for my health. I need to do this for my heart. I need to do this for my body. I need to do this for me. However, it's just easier, right, to stay in what we know because you got to admit that if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. And in reality, that's what we like. Not the same results. We like doing the same thing because we know it. It's our habit. We don't have to learn anything new. We don't have to change anything. We can still go about what we really want to do and not have to worry about, well, the little things called your health. And in actuality, it's a really big thing because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Yes, we talk about this a lot. But you have to begin to get real with yourself, to get honest, to have those tough conversations. I've been having those tough conversations with myself. My body has been talking to me, and you know what? I don't want to listen. Our bodies know best. God created our bodies to tell us what it needs. It is a miraculous body that God's given us. It can heal itself. When you cut your finger, have you ever noticed how it heals? Literally from the outside in, the inside out, kind of like simultaneously. Now, it's kind of hard to see the inside, but you can begin to see what? Because the blood, it stops bleeding. You get it to stop bleeding. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's a slight little barrier there. And the next thing you know, you wake up the next day and you're like, my goodness, this looks like it's already, you know, healing even faster than what I thought. God gave our bodies what we need, but it's up to us to give our bodies what it needs so it can give us what we need from our body. Talk about a circle. You're running in circles when you're not taking care of your body because your body doesn't know what to do. So if you're going to continue to do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. You got to stop the circle of madness. You got to stop it. You got to reboot your health. You got to make you a priority because if you do not have your health, what are you going to do? Lay around all day? That may sound great to a degree, but when you can't go out and do what you really want to do, when you can't run after your children and play with them and giggle and laugh and, you know, go to the amusement parks and get sick on the roller coasters that are coming up this summer, do the family vacations to go, you know, go out to the parks and, you know, go to a movie, even to go shopping. I mean, come on, let's get real. You know, the girls like to go shopping. You got to take care of you. But what does that really mean? I started thinking about, you know, what do we need to do as women? I'm definitely getting older and I'm not getting any younger. And to a degree, I guess that's a good thing because hopefully with age comes wisdom. But the way my brain thinks and the way I was raised and the way God created me is I like to tear apart things. And I like to ask a lot of questions like, well, why is it that way? Why do we keep doing that? When you flip on the TV, when you flip on your Facebook feed or your Instagram, no matter what you flip on, there is some advertisement that's coming into your environment, your space, saying you need this one size fits all. You need this one size fits all. It could be the latest and greatest delivery of food. So you have all your meals prepped for the week. It just comes, it sends you the food, gives you the recipes. All you have to do is cook it. Have you tried that? Does it work for you? For some, it probably works great. For others, you're probably like, oh, it was horrible for me. One size does not fit all. But yet we fall into that trap. We're like, oh, I need to lose 20 pounds. And then there's that great infomercial that comes on. Lose that last 20, the last hard 20. You can do it with this program. And you're sucked in. Next thing you know, you're on your computer and 3 days FedEx delivery, it comes to your house. Where does it sit? In the box. For another day, another year, another time. You see, these are the real conversations we need to be having regarding our health. Our health is an everyday activity. It's a moment by moment. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. If you want to reboot your health, you have to burst throughout your day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You have to burst throughout your day. And you're like, that sounds really strange. I know, but you know me now. I like to be a little strange because it sticks with you. It makes you stand out. And you stand out because God made you you. You matter. You don't need a program that's one size fits all. You need a program that's for you. And the way you do it is you burst throughout your day. Do the little things to make it the bigger things. It's the little thing that matters. The little thing. This is how you create your now, your lifestyle. It's not about going and buying that one size fits all workout program. It's not the program that you go and you buy one size fits all for eating. It's not going to work. For a little while, maybe it does. Maybe for 2 weeks, you're like, yeah, I'm excited. And by the third week, you're like, I'm totally bummed. Or you do something crazy like me and you move the family cross country and you're trying to get back into the swing of things because you're still living in boxes. You don't even have your head on. You're trying to take care of everybody else, and the last thing you're taking care of is you. That's me right now. The last thing I'm taking care of is me, and that's so not right. These are honest conversations we need to have. Some of us, well, we need to have it with a really, really, really good friend. Someone who's going to be honest and blunt, not the one that's going to say, oh, honey, you look fine. Don't worry about that. You're just as sweet as a peach. You don't need to do anything. As much as we love those compliments, we need someone to love us in order to help us live. Think about that. That's a harsh reality. Telling us things we don't necessarily want to hear, but we need to hear them so that we can love longer, so we can live longer, so we can impact greater. Burst throughout your day. It's not about the one size fits all. You live bravely and you burst throughout your day. That means you take that one little moment. You hear me say over and over again, be present, be incredible, be you. That be present, that's the moment, the only moment. If you're present, that means that's the only thing that you see. Right there in that moment. Right now, all I see is you. I'm thinking about you right now in this moment. You hearing my voice and the message that I'm sending to you, that's the only thing that matters in this moment right now. I am not fast-forwarding what I need to cook for dinner. I'm not fast-forwarding what I need to do tomorrow. That is not my job right now. My job right now is to be present because I have a message to give to you. That is the most important thing right now. Be present. And so when you burst throughout your day, it's that little moment right there, the little thing. And you do that little thing well, whatever it is. If you're standing there in the kitchen and you're going, I need to eat. Oh, but wait, I didn't work out this morning. So maybe I really shouldn't eat, but oh my gosh, I'm starving and I just need something quick. Oh, I'm just going to grab a bowl of cereal. Really? How's that cereal going to feed your body? But in that moment, you're present. You can sit there and say, what does my body need so that I know when I put it in my body, it's going to help me feel great in 10 minutes, not 10 hours from now, not 10 days, not 10 months or 10 years, but 10 minutes. It's the little thing. It's the burst. It's the right now. You make the right decision right now in the moment. Don't worry about, oh my gosh, but then I've got to do this and that. No, put it up. Because all of those things just become excuses. And then you lose the moment. It's gone. And then you're dragging the rest of your day and then you're kicking yourself going, I should have worked out. I should have eaten better. Man, I threw away two meals basically. And I really, you know, I should have had this to eat, but no, I had that to eat. And then you go to bed and you lay down. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just feel horrible. What am I going to do? I don't have the energy. And then morning comes and you're like, oh, rinse, repeat, and start again. That's not a fun life. That's not the life that God is creating in you. He wants you to have incredible health. But that means you have to have incredible responsibility. And to take away that overwhelm because we are so busy, you can't be busy for your own self, for your own body. God even rested. God took care of himself. Jesus did, right? He went off to the garden. He said, I've got to take care of me for a moment here. What are you doing to reboot your health? You got to burst throughout your day. So if you're standing in that kitchen right now, what's the best decision you can make for your body right now? That's the question. What's the best decision I can do right now? Maybe you're feeling a little tired. And you're like, oh, I could sure use that great soda. Oh, I can hear the bubbles and it just, oh, and that cold as it just goes, oh, it sounds, no, go get yourself an awesome glass of water and go for a walk or do a quick burst of exercises. Do 20 jumping jacks. If you want to do push-ups on the wall, do another 20 jumping jacks and call it. Guess what? I guarantee your energy is going to come back. You're like, but I'm too tired. I can't do that. No, you can do that because it's this burst right here. Just this little snapshot, this little moment in time. It's the little that becomes bigger. That's what you want to focus on. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Erase the overwhelm. Stop trying to do what everybody else is trying to do and do what's right for you. You're complaining you're tired. It's 10:30 at night. Why are you still up? It's ridiculous. I shake my head. My husband, I love him dearly. But he drives me absolutely bonkers sometimes. And I do my best to hold my tongue. Some of that is for another episode. However, when he tells me, I'm so tired. I just had a really long day. And then he's up. It's after 10 o'clock. He's on his tablet. He's on his phone, not having conversation with me, but he's just doing something else like playing some game or whatever. And I know for him, that's a stress reliever. For him, that works. However, it's not helping his system get ready to go to bed and he's already exhausted. And I'm like, why are you putting yourself through this? Oh, because, well, I don't know. I kind of feel better. But you just told me 2 hours ago you were exhausted. You were falling asleep. I had to wake you up. You know what your body needs. We just tend to ignore it. We choose to ignore it. Today, reboot your health. Don't wait and put it off any longer. Because you do not want to get that phone call that says, we need to have a discussion about your health. I need you to come into the office. That's not a phone call any of us want to receive. Listen to what your body's telling you. You do have time to stop. If you want some help with that, I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a coaching call with me. If you are running yourself in circles, if you're sitting here talking yourself in circles, even listening to my voice and you're like, oh man, I did that. Oh, I do that. Oh my gosh, do I do it worse? Let's you and I join together in your journey. Let's set up a coaching call. It's free. It's my free gift to you. No strings attached except my love. Seriously, I care that much about you. When I say that you're family, I mean it. I don't take it lightly. So click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation and we will get you set up for a coaching call. You matter. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You cannot do the job that God has in store for you, His dream for you. And believe it or not, He's already planted it within you. And you're slowly realizing it. Maybe this is your year, but you have to be ready. That means you have to be healthy to be ready. Reboot your health today. Live bravely. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.